Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is mild with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a sunny afternoon, perfect for being outside. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains warm and inviting. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Iran has declared missiles are off the table in talks with the U.S. while demanding $300 billion in war damages. Also, Walla reveals details of an agreement taking shape between Iran and the U.S., stating that nuclear issues are included, but missile concerns are excluded, according to a report from the Iranian news agency Mehr. Also this hour, JNS reports that the IDF has struck 310 Hezbollah targets in Lebanon over the past week, eliminating 80 terrorists. Separately, Axios notes that Iran fired missiles at Israel, marking the first such action since a ceasefire, potentially unraveling negotiations. And finally, the Australian Jewish News shares that Australia, the UK, and Canada have launched a peace fund for Israel-Palestine, aiming to marginalize extremists. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13 highlighted that Bloomberg raises Switzerland as a possible location for the US-Iran agreement signing, potentially by Sunday. IL Red Alert points out that Iran's IRNA states the memorandum with the US does not cover control of the Strait of Hormuz, which will be decided with Oman. Amichai Stein, citing the Iranian Mehr news agency, outlines a draft MOU proposing ceasefires, removal of sanctions, and release of frozen funds, excluding missile programs. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Iran-US negotiations, Ynet indicates that Iran's demand for $300 billion in war damages could complicate talks. The exclusion of missile discussions is notable, reflecting strategic priorities for both sides, as reported by Mehr. This development could either pave the way for future diplomacy or stall it. Turning to military actions, the IDF's targeting of Hezbollah in Lebanon, reported by JNS, signals ongoing tensions despite attempts at ceasefires. The operation, which saw significant militant losses, underscores Israel's proactive defense strategy in the region. This could influence Hezbollah's operational calculus in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, Axios' coverage of Iran's missile launch at Israel highlights the fragility of recent ceasefires. This aggressive act poses a significant threat to ongoing diplomatic efforts. Israel's response will likely shape regional dynamics and could lead to further escalation. On the diplomatic front, the creation of a peace fund by Australia, the UK, and Canada, as reported by the Australian Jewish News, shows international efforts to stabilize the Israel-Palestine situation. This initiative aims to support peace-building measures and reduce extremist influence, potentially fostering a more conducive environment for dialogue. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that a cornerstone was laid for Israel's largest packaging sorting plant, with a 70 million shekel investment set to increase processing capacity at the Hiria Recycling Park. Separately, CTEC discusses Israel's economic resilience, noting that while markets are strong, there are deeper questions about growth and security that need addressing. And finally, Ynet Business highlights that Tel Aviv stocks have slid amid renewed fighting with Iran, though analysts suggest perspective after recent U.S. market rallies. That's your Israel 18 news update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 4 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.